Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri is on the intelligence panel. He was at today's hearing. He joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Audie. Nice to be with you.
Now, as we heard earlier, intelligence officials said that there were attempts to hack Republican organizations. But as many pointed out, Republicans have pointed out, Democrats' security became a problem. So does the fact that Democrats had, as you've described, weak security negate the concern of Russian interference? I mean, should it be taken less seriously to your mind because Democrats bore the worst of it?
Well, I think it's pretty hard, actually, to come up with motivations or even in an unclassified setting to explain what we think the Russian motivations are. I think, interestingly, also, the Director Clapper mentioned that there were probably a two dozen other previous elections that we think in, around the world that Russians have interfered in. So I don't know why we weren't doing a better job alerting people to the possibility here of interference. I think interference is totally unacceptable, but at the same time, pretty predictable. We should do everything we can to not tolerate that kind of interference in the election system or the federal personnel system or the daily financial structure system of the country. And this is another time that calls attention to how short our efforts appear to be in really protecting all of these critical infrastructure systems in ways that people would hope they would be protected, but
as we
draws
heard,
attention to it, and maybe that gets us back to where we're going to talk about data breach standards and other things that I've been trying to get done for years in the Congress now.
And to that point, we heard in today's hearing Senator Marco Rubio and others talking about the danger of more hacks. Would you support additional action by Congress, like a cyber bill strengthening defenses in the U.S.? I know one example is, for instance, having Secret Service cyber protection for campaign operations, not just for candidates.
Well, I think cybersecurity generally is a problem, and a problem that could, on any given day, go well beyond politics. You know, our critical infrastructure isn't as secure as it should be. We daily lose money through the financial system to hackers around the world. We believe, you know, and have for a long time publicly believed that China got into the federal the data system with thousands of information about thousands of federal employees, even got into the highest level of background checking, and that's a very in-depth structure where, unlike the voter registration system that there appears to be some effort to have tried to tap into, there's really not much there that's not publicly available.
And so more congressional action to you makes sense, or?
It does. It does, and has for a long time. And Senator Carper and I have had a data breach standard that we'd like to set for protecting financial information. We continue to run up against obstacles in getting that bipartisan piece of legislation done.
Now,
so maybe the one thing the Russians have accomplished here is once again drawing a broader sense of concern about why we don't protect these systems better. But, you know, remember largely the leaked information after, say, mid-August was John Podesta personal email structure, where I think his password for access to his information was password one.
Right. That's been discredited because Google doesn't allow the word password to be used as a password.
Well,
but in the meantime,
it had two different letters used differently in it. And I think
Senator,
widely reported that was what his password was.
But right. We're at the end of our time, and I'm sorry to cut you off. That's Republican Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri. Thank you for speaking with us.
Hey, Audie. Great to talk to you.